From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri State Treasurer Vivek Malik announced today his campaign seeking the Republican nomination to serve a full four-year term in the treasurer's office, KOMU 8 reports. Malik was appointed to the position by Governor Mike Parson in December 2022 to replace Scott Fitzpatrick, who was elected as state auditor. Malik's appointment marked the first minority Missourian to hold a top statewide executive branch office. Malik moved to Cape Girardeau from India in 2001 to attend college at Southeast Missouri State University. Malik describes himself as a constitutional, social, and fiscal conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and a strong supporter of President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden has won Missouri's Democratic primary. The state Democratic Party announced Biden's win several days after polls closed on Saturday. Biden's win was not in doubt, but the primary races are still closely watched by insiders for turnout and signs of protest voters. Saturday's primary was the Missouri Democratic Party's first party-run presidential contest since a new law took effect in August 2022. The party says about 20,000 voters participated. Missouri Republicans opted to hold a caucus this year, which former President Donald Trump won. Lawmakers have failed to reinstate the party-run primary, despite calls to do so by both state Republican and Democratic Party leaders. Two Missouri Senate bills that would allow 500,000 Missourians to get their criminal records expunged had their first public hearing yesterday in the Judiciary Committee. Several witnesses with criminal records testified about their personal experiences of facing barriers to higher-paying jobs. Eric Jennings from the Supreme Court of Missouri opposes the bills due to the cost and time of implementing an automatic expungement process.
Those programs would have to be set up and developed. The hiring of the staff and the training of the staff would have to be done. And so when I say it likely could not be implemented in the amount of time given, in that a lot of that is that upfront stuff.
Senate Bills 763 and 1161 have bipartisan support, and in addition to improving the quality of life for former offenders, sponsors say they would also reduce recidivism. Fires at three vacant mobile homes in Audrain County over 5 weeks are believed to be intentionally set and connected, the Little Dixie Fire Protection District announced today. KOMU 8 reports that the fires occurred in vacant structures within close proximity of one another and were ruled as incendiary. The fires are being further investigated by the Little Dixie Fire Protection District, Missouri State Fire Marshal Office, and the Audrain County Sheriff's Department. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.